Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Doyle. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Doyle. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to second to double up Kramer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Salters steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Richards for a passed ball. Clift moves to third. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Soltis steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Atta covering, for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift is hit by the pitch. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Atta bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Warsler out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Fox reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. There goes Higgins. The throw from Hemsley to second, and Higgins is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Atta bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Warsler covering, for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's Athletics, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Warsler reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warsler scores. One out. It's 3-2, Athletics. Carl Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle moves to third. Moses moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to second for the out. Doyle scores. Moses moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jack Knott now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. West takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. West moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Coleman scores. West moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jack Knott. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Faye Thomas now pitching. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Markham moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Moses moves to second. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley strikes out. 2 outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.